Hello everybody, this podcast will demonstrate how to use Nero 6 Plus. I have the OEM version, and I'm going to use Nero's Burning ROM SE, and I'm using JAWS 7.0 here with Windows XP Service Pack 2 Home Edition. And I already have inserted the personal DVD that I made using a standalone DVD recorder that I have here in the house. And I inserted this personal DVD disc in my E drive in my computer tower case. And here we go. We're going to go to the programs.
Start menu, Windows Update. To move through items, press up or down arrow, W.
The other thing I need to mention before I start, you may hear some background noises, and you may hear some pop-up windows coming up on my window screen. So disregard that. We're going to press the letter P for programs.
P, Windows Movie Maker, W.
Must have pressed the wrong letter, okay.
N, Nero submenu, N.
Nero submenu. So you right arrow.
Nero OEM submenu, N.
Nero OEM submenu, right arrow.
Nero back it up, N.
Down arrow.
Nero burning ROM SE, N.
Here it is again.
Nero burning ROM SE.
Press the enter key.
Enter, leaving menus, start button to open, press enter. Nero burning ROM. Nero burning ROM SE, start multi-session disk radio button checked, 0 of 0, multiple document interface client window, Alt plus S, new compilation dialog, multi-session page, start multi-session disk radio button checked, 1 of 3, to change the selection press up or down arrow, Alt plus S, DVD-ROM left parent ISO right parent.
Okay, do an insert up arrow.
Start multi-session disk radio button checked, 1 of 3.
I choose the third radio button, so use your down arrow keys.
Continue multi-session disk radio button checked, 2 of 3, to change the selection press up or down arrow, Alt plus T.
Down arrow one more time.
No multi-session radio button checked, 3 of 3, to change the selection press up or down arrow, Alt plus M.
And you want it to say?
No multi-session radio button checked, 3 of 3.
Okay. Now, we're going to tab one time.
Tab, new button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus N. Tab, cancel button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus E.
I'm tabbing here.
Tab, multi-session tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
What you're going to see is a multi-page tab. I think there's 5 of them.
Tab, list view, DVD-ROM left parent ISO right parent, 1 of 6. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
What you want here is for it to say DVD copy. So we're going to down arrow 2 times in my situation.
DVD copy.
That's what you want. Here it is again.
DVD copy 2 of 6.
Okay. I'm going to tab.
Tab, new compilation dialog, burn page, combo box, DVD, 2 of 2. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Make sure it says DVD.
DVD, 2 of 2.
Okay. Let's see what it says when I do an insert T.
Title is new compilation, pages, burn.
Okay, this is the burn page tab we're in.
Tab, disk info button to activate, press spacebar, Alt tab, determine maximum speed checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar, Alt plus M. Tab, write checkbox checked, to clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus W.
Make sure this checkbox is checked, it says write, W-R-I-T-E, here it is again.
Write checkbox checked. Tab, write speed colon combo box, maximum 1 of 5. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt plus R.
You can change the right mac the speed. Let's see what that setting is.
Right speed colon combo box maximum 1 of 5.
The right speed.
Use the arrow keys.
I usually choose a little bit lower speed, so I use the down arrow key.
8x left parent 11,080 kb/s right parent.
I usually choose 8x. You can down arrow to choose a lesser speed.
6x left parent 8,310 kb/s right parent. 8x left parent 11,080 kb/s right parent.
This example. Let's see what else is here.
Tab number of copies colon edit 1. Type
here,
in text alt plus n.
You can tell it the number of copies you want. You just type in a number like 3. Or leave it as 1, so you get only 1 copy.
Tab copy button to activate.
Okay.
Press space bar alt plus c.
And when you're ready to copy the original disc you have in your DVD drive, you press the space bar here. It says copy button.
Copy button.
Okay. I'm going to go root jaws to PC cursor because I think there's a finalize radio button which may say bullet or quarter circle. So do a root jaws to PC cursor.
Jaws cursor, root jaws to PC.
The way I do it, it may be different. I press on the numpad on the upper right hand corner, the minus key, and then I press insert minus, and that root jaws to PC cursor. Okay? I'm going to up arrow with my up arrow key.
New compilation dialog help symbol close symbol.
I'm going to down arrow.
DVD scroll down symbol image tab copy options tab read options tab burn tab copy button.
These are the 5 tab pages. Here they are again.
DVD scroll down symbol image tab copy options tab read options tab burn tab copy button.
Okay. You can go to those. I'll show you later. I'm going to down arrow.
Scroll up symbol action cancel button. Corner determine maximum speed checkbox not checked. DVD-ROM left parent ISO right parent Nero Express button unavailable. Corner simulation checkbox not checked.
Okay, here you have a stimulation button. When you hear it say corner, it's actually like a radio button or a checkbox. It's unchecked. When you hear bullet, it's actually a radio button. It's already selected. I'm going down arrow.
Check mark right checkbox checked.
We went over this a few seconds ago. Here it is again.
Check mark right checkbox checked.
And it said check mark check the right. We're going to down arrow.
Check mark finalize DVD left parent no further writing possible. Right parent checkbox checked.
Make sure this checkbox is checked. Here it is again. It's the finalized checkbox which JAWS does not read in PC cursor mode.
Check mark finalized DVD left parent no further writing possible. Right parent checkbox checked.
You must have it finalized in order to share the DVD with someone else, say on another home DVD player. Okay?
Check mark finalized DVD left parent no further writing possible. Right parent checkbox checked.
So to say for your example, it's not checked. You would go
DVD finalized DVD left parent no check mark checked.
You'll hear it. Use your insert left arrow right arrow keys. That is insert left and right arrow keys to move a little bit left and right. Here we go again.
Right checkbox checked. Check mark checked. Finalize DVD left parent no further writing possible. It's check mark checked.
It said check mark check. You can do an insert up arrow now.
Check mark finalize DVD left parent no further writing possible. Right parent checkbox checked. Right checkbox check mark checked.
Check mark check. If you for this example only, I'm gonna press the left mouse click on the numeric keypad, which is on the top row, going from left to right on the numeric keypad, it's the second button. going from left to right. So I'm going to uncheck it here for you to see.
Left mouse button. Right checkbox, check mark, checked.
Well, it's still checked. Okay.
Finalize DVD, check mark, checked.
Just make sure it's checked.
Check mark.
Okay. I thought this was, you could toggle it. Okay. We're going to go back to PC cursor, and I'm going to show you the other tab pages.
PC cursor. Tab cancel button to activate, press space bar.
I'm pressing the tab key here.
Tab burn tab to switch pages, press control tab.
This is the burn tab that I just went into. For your situation, you may land in a different tab. So to go to different tab pages, you just use your left and right arrow keys once you land on a tab page. So we're on the burn tab. I'm on left arrow.
Read options tab.
And I'm on the read options tab. I'm on left arrow.
Copy options tab.
Copy options tab. Left arrow again.
Image tab.
Image tab.
Image tab.
So you got one tab here.
Copy options tab. Read options tab. Burn tab. Burn tab.
So you got four tab pages, which you can move and change. We're gonna go to the
read options, copy, image tab.
Image tab, and we're gonna press the tab key on our keyboard to see what's in this dialog.
Tab, list view, DVD copy, 2 of 6. To move to that tab, new compilation dialog, image page, combo box, DVD, 2 of 2. To change,
JAWS
to
tells you
the
image
key.
Tab anyway. Here's insert T.
Title is new compilation, pages, image.
Okay, it tells you.
Tab, disk info button to act, tab, image file, colon, edit, F, colon, backslash, Nero, DVD, image, backslash, temp, image, dot, NRG, type and text, Alt, plus M.
I use an external hard drive for the temporary image to go to when it's making the copy to store it. You can leave yours as the default. I'm going to tab.
Tab. Browse dot 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 button to activate.
You can change it here.
Bar. Tab. Delete image file after disk copy. Checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar. Alt plus D.
I recommend you have this checkbox checked to delete the image.
Tab. List 1. List view. Not selected. See. Call. Tab. Tests. Tab. Copy. But. Tab. Cancel button to active. Tab. Image tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
JAWS tells you you can switch here the tabs. I'm on left arrow.
Copy options tab.
We're on the copy option tab. This is the second one in the list.
Tab, list view, DVD copy, 2 of 6. Tab, new compilation dialog, copy options page, combo box, DVD, 2 of 2. To change
okay.
The selection,
I'm
gonna
do an insert T so you can hear it.
Title is new compilation pages, copy options.
We're in the copy options tab.
Tab, disk info button to act, tab, source drive, colon, combo box, E, colon, Sony, DVD, RW, Drew, dash, 700, the left parent ID, colon, 1, A, colon, 1, right parent, 1 of 1. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt, plus S.
Make sure in this combo box that your DVD burner is selected.
E colon Sony DVD RW Drew dash 700 the left parent ID colon 1 A colon 1 right parent 1 of 1.
I only have one of them, so it works.
Tab copy button to activate.
We're back.
Press
we're at the
R,
copy
Alt
button.
Tab cancel,
cancel
button to act. Tab copy options tab to switch pages. Press control tab.
We're gonna go to the third tab page.
Read options tab.
And we're in the read options tab.
Tab, list view, DVD copy, 2 of 6. To move tab, new compilation dialog, read options page, combo box, DVD, 2 of 2. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Make sure it says DVD here, okay?
Title is new compilation pages, read options. DVD, 2 of 2.
Okay. I'm going to tab.
Disk info button to activate tab. Fast copy settings colon combo box. User defined 1 of 3. To change the selection use the arrow keys.
Mine is set at user defined.
tab. Reading with error correction. Left parent slow and safe. Right parent radio button check. 1 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt plus a.
This is checked. Recommended.
Tab. Read retry count colon edit. 1. Type in text. Alt plus R. Tab. Ignore read errors. Checkbox checked. A clear check mark. Press space bar. Alt plus I.
The ignore read errors is checked.
Tab, copy button to activate, press the tab, cancel tab, read options tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
A more right arrow to the last tab page.
Burn tab.
And I've already shown you this. Okay. So basically, make sure all your settings are correct. Once you've set it one time, you're pretty much set to do any kind of DVD copies. And what you do is
tab DVD copy.
You tap to the copy button.
Tab, new comp tab, disk in tab, deter tab, right check tab, right speed colon combo box, 8x left shift tab, right check box check tab, right speed colon combo box, 8x left tab, number of copy tab, copy button to activate, press space.
You go to the copy button within any of the multi tab pages.
Copy button.
And you press your space bar on the copy button, and Nero will start to make a copy of the original disk on your hard drive, a temporary image. For me, a standard DVD may take up to 10 minutes to copy. You'll get a progress bar notification on the screen. You can also do an insert T as in Tango to hear that progress bar if you don't hear it. Because some people turn off the progress bar notification within JAWS. And you'll know that you'll get a message on the screen and it'll say copy done, image copy done. Follow the screen. Whatever it says, press spacebar on OK or done, and your disk will pop out. The DVD disk will pop out of the drive, and you'll hear a message saying, please insert another disk. So take out the original disk and insert the blank DVD into the disk drive, and press the open/close/eject button so the disk drive bay can close, and wait a few seconds. You'll hear another message and you'll hear a progress bar notification on your screen telling you the percentage, how the copy's going. Okay, so there you have it. It's very easy to copy a DVD disc. Thank you very much. I hope this has been very helpful to someone.